Verisov nodded thoughtfully. I've heard arguments almost as complicated in the temples back on Anacreon. How do you expect to spot the right moment of action? It's spotted already. You admit that once we repair the battlecruiser, nothing will stop Venus from attacking us. There will no longer be any alternative in that respect. Yes? All right. That accounts for the external aspect. Meanwhile, you'll further admit that the next election will see a new and hostile council that will force action against Anacreon. There is no alternative there. Yes. And as soon as all the alternatives disappear, the crisis has come. Just the same, I get worried. He paused, and Verisov waited. Slowly, almost reluctantly, Hardin continued, I've got the idea, just a notion, that the external and internal pressures were planned to come to a head simultaneously. As it is, there's a few months' difference. Venus will probably attack before spring, and elections are still a year off. That doesn't sound important. I don't know. It may be due merely to unavoidable errors of calculation, or it might be due to the fact that I knew too much. I tried never to let my foresight influence my action, but how can I tell? And what effect will the discrepancy have? Anyway, he looked up. There's one thing I've decided. And what's that? When the crisis does begin to break, I'm going to Anacreon. I want to be on the spot. Oh, that's enough, Verisov. It's getting late. Let's go out and make a night of it. I want some relaxation. Then get it right here, said Verisov. I don't want to be recognized, or you know what this new party your precious councilmen are forming would say. Call for the brandy. And Hardin did, but not for too much.